Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Take a look at this polio string cheese right now. It looks like a normal polio string cheese, right?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. It's in on Raven. It's as hard as a rock. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I found it under my couch. And I've been thinking about it. How long has it been under there? Months? Years?
Right.
Days? Who knows? When I found it, I thought to myself, should I eat it? Isn't that nasty?
I mean, as a way of figuring out the experiment, figuring out what the end of the hypothesis was, or just the fact that you can't resist a polio string cheese.
A little bit of all of it, I think, is what comes together. One, I'm disgusted by the fact that there was a polio string cheese that was living under my couch. To be fair, it was also paired with a bunch of goldfish and animal crackers.
Right. And dust bunnies, I'm guessing, right?
Nastiness.
So it's like a whole ecosystem down underneath there.
Yeah. But what alarmed me the most is the fact that it looks completely normal.
Right.
Yeah. It's like it's supposed to be cheese. Like, shouldn't it mold or something?
You see those posts from time to time, right? Or the Reddit lines or whatever, where they talk about here is a 30-year-old Big Mac or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, come on, is that for real? But I still want a Big Mac when I see it.
Still looks good.
Right.
Polio string cheese still look good. A little bit dry, but overall, like if I was hungry enough, maybe I'd take a bite, which is pretty nasty.
I wish I was that lucky to find something that was just food and properly sealed like that underneath a piece of furniture. We just cleaned my attic out because they did the roof, obviously, and we're having a bunch of stuff done. And so I cleaned the attic out. All I found was a dead mouse.
Ew.
And I think a part of a bird. But I think the mouse ate the bird before. Or the mouse then died. It was a long, cold winter that year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no, I don't know when it's from. It's way back. I'm always amazed at the resiliency of animals to survive. Like when, you know, the mice that are in my shed shred all our patio furniture pads and set up like a penthouse full of foam and make it through a cold winter.
Yeah.
That's always impressive. It angers me, unbelievably much so. But, yes, it's impressive.
Circle of life.
Right.
And that's how it works.
Yeah. Well, just screw me in my pads, I guess.
I think a lot of people have been finding really strange things around their house, especially even though it's obviously fall, winter. But everyone's been spring cleaning because we've been home so much because of the quarantine and the pandemic.
You need every inch of your space, too. You got to set up a classroom or whatever half the times. You're in the closets you haven't opened in a long time. That's true.
What's the nastiest thing you have found when you were cleaning out your house? 1-800-330-9999. Call or text. It's Anna and Raven.
What's the nastiest thing you found when you were cleaning out your house? It's Anna and Raven. A lot of, even though it's fall, spring cleaning going on. I feel like this has been the year to clean out the house.
I don't think you have to call it spring cleaning once we get to the fall, winter time.
Well.
I mean, you're just cleaning.
Cleaning.
Right. COVID cleaning, maybe?
Maybe.
Because it's still going on.
That works. I found a polio string cheese under my couch, and what shocked me about the polio string cheese was the fact that it looked like it was brand new.
Right.
You couldn't even tell that it'd probably been there for months, years, decades, maybe.
A little bit longer until the plastic would yellow, I'm guessing, but you know it's not right.
Right.
When you can slap it against something, and it sounds like that. That's not what I think of when I think of string cheese.
What's the strangest slash nastiest thing you found when you were cleaning out your house this year? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
My 3-year-old son refused to be potty trained. He would do everything in his power to not use potty. He was like afraid of it. I thought he was holding it because he didn't go for like 2 days. Then I found a pile of it hidden in the crook between our couch and the love seat.
Oh my God, it's like the dog. it's like the dog from the old tenants that lived there.
Oh.
As funny as it sounds, I'm pretty sure, and you've heard my wife say this, Anna, that we think that the people that owned the house before us, they had like four kids. One of those kids had a rep in the neighborhood as like he would just go wherever he was. He would just do whatever, and they would just laugh and be like, oh, that happens. I'm pretty sure that kid used to pee all over the house, too.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, we clean and clean, but every once in a while, if the sun hits something right, you're like, wait a minute.
What's that smell?
Yes.
Yeah. I have a nephew like this actually going through this right now. Is they get scared, and they have to release, so they go and they hide, and they do it. It's actually really sad.
But is it scared, or is it anarchist?
No,
it's an anarchist in training. They're just like, oh, chaos. Oh,
imagine if you were scared of the toilet. It's scary when it flushes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm scared of walking into whatever they are doing. I'm scared of that.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the nastiest thing you found while cleaning out your house?
I had my shaving cream explode in my bathroom cabinet. Like, I didn't notice it at all for a very long time. So when my wife was cleaning it out, it had rotten all through the cabinet wood all the way to the floor.
Oh, man. You leave it in there long enough, that stuff will, like, eat through stuff.
It ate through the cabinet? That is some serious shaving cream. You put that on your face?
Yeah, feels real good.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the nastiest thing you found while cleaning out your house?
When I was in college, I live in the dorms, and we'd always hear this noise under the stove. Like we just, you know, a bunch of guys, and we never did anything about it. Finally, when we moved, the stove, there was a dead skunk stuck underneath the stove. So we used to leave the front door open. It must have come in. So that was the worst. The worst.
How did the skunk not grow afraid enough to shoot its stank?
I don't know.
I mean,
it was nice and warm over there.
You would think that, you know, people would know.
Are you trying to evaluate the psyche of a skunk
right
now?
I'm just saying the death blows, I think, would involve that potent stank bomb. But that's just me.
We need a
scientist. If I'm going out, I'm going out with a bang.
Ooh. Speaking of random things that you find in your house, because of the pandemic, you may be getting a lot of these under the tree.
Save big money on your kitchen projects at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.